message.
You've probably heard people say, you just need to have faith. You might have said it yourself. I know I've said it. But here's the thing about that. Faith is not something that we need to get. It's something we already have. The real question is not whether we have faith. It's where we are directing it. Think about it. We all have faith. It's built into us. Faith is simply the belief in something that has not happened yet. Some of us have faith that things will work out in our favor, that life is moving us toward what we want. Other people have faith that the next shoe is about to drop, that things are going to fall apart just when they're starting to get good. In both cases, faith is at work. The difference lies in what we expect to happen. And that's where our expectations come in. Our expectations dictate the experience of our reality. What we expect to happen on a deep subconscious level often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Think about it. If we are constantly expecting things to go wrong, we'll start noticing every little bump in the road as proof that we are right. But if we're expecting things to work out, to move in the direction of our desires, then guess what? That's what we will find. It's not magical thinking. It's about focus. When we expect good things, our minds are wired to notice opportunities, solutions, and reasons to believe that things are going well. We start to see a life in a way that supports our goals and desires. Now, on the flip side, when we expect problems or setbacks, our focus naturally shifts to what is wrong, what is missing, and what could go wrong next. That's why I say faith is something we direct. We do not need to get more of it. We need to decide where we're going to aim it. So, are you directing your faith toward everything falling apart, or are you directing it toward everything falling into place? Now, this is powerful because it puts us back in the driver's seat. We can decide to shift our expectations at any time. And when we do, our experience of reality will begin to shift with it. It's not always easy. God knows that, especially when we have gotten used to expecting the worst. But that's where the practice comes in, my friends. So start small. Begin by noticing the stories that you tell yourself throughout the day. Are you constantly preparing for disappointment, or are you expecting things to flow in your favor? Once you're aware of where your faith is being directed, you can start to shift it. Every time you catch yourself expecting the worst, pause and ask yourself, what if it works out? What if things are lining up for me right now, even though I cannot see it yet? And also, pay attention to what you are posting on social media. Because here's the truth. Life tends to meet us where our faith is. Whether we believe things are going to work out or fall apart, we are likely to find evidence to support that belief. It's not that one is inherently more true than the other. It's just that where we direct our faith shapes the experiences that we end up having. So, the next time someone tells you to have faith, remember, you already do. You just have to decide where you're going to point it. Expect things to work out. Expect opportunities to come your way. Expect the best, and watch how your reality begins to reflect those expectations.